Yeah, yeah, it's your main man DJ Jump Off, X Squad DJs in the building, and this is Next to Flow Radio. Check me out, let's warm it up, let's get it.
Jump off,
off.
We moving and serve that. We shining every summer, spend numbers and bounce back.
Look, what about the action we pull up is about that. When I came around, I put it down. On front line, I did mine. Hustle life, we built this. Had a block bumping like a second line. Cut, them projects were cut. Clear around, you get cut. Get put down, I won't cut. I'm no lame. Born rich and dangerous. High life and fame.
Pay attention, tension, tension, tension.
Clear around and get smashed.
This your girl Cache, and right now you're in the mix with my homie DJ Jump Off. Turn up.
Dream on. for a shooter. Hustle water with my moolah. I flow to the bank like I'm fluent. $1 from Bermuda. My niggas be catching that jelly, be floating the course and I'm catching a wave. My niggas be catching that jelly, be floating the course and I'm catching a wave. High tide for a shooter. Ocean water with my moolah. I flow to the bank like I'm fluent. $1 from Bermuda. My niggas be catching that jelly, be floating the course and I'm catching a wave. My niggas be catching that jelly, be floating the course and I'm catching a wave. Politics with the shooters. Life nothing like the movies. Slice of cake with the movers. Gunna everything moving. Gunna get ruthless. Slum the city like it's mucus. Fuck niggas get loose. Cut ties with the nooses. Fucking bitches like I'm Bruce Lee. Kicking smoking in a new thing. Keep me posted with some blue bins. Thuggin' nothing, nigga truth. Just call me King Louis. In the junk, I'm making music. Bust a nigga with the toolie. Hit the pavement like noodles. Keep me level like I'm Fugees. Panorama on the new key, but I gotta keep tubing. Fuck niggas wanna lure me, take away from confusion. I'ma focus on cooking, whipping up on moolah. Sauced up like I'm roofing. High tidy in a two-seater, high body got 2 feet. One down for the crew, one down for a new beamer. Never clown on a new leash, hold me down on the new feet. Catch a dime, see my new free. See me pass to that blue beam. High tide for a shooter. Ocean water with my moolah. I flow to the bank like I'm fluent. $1 from Bermuda. My niggas be catching that jelly, be floating the course and I'm catching a wave. My niggas be catching that jelly, be floating the course and I'm catching a wave. High tide for a shooter. Ocean water with my moolah. I flow to the bank like I'm fluent. $1.
These niggas out here, they don't get it, don't get it. I'm just out here trying to get it and flip it. But you the only one that got the same vision. And respect my ambition. Listen, they out trying to be on my team. But I don't wanna. Said I'm out here just trying to succeed. But they don't wanna. I only want you. Baby, you know. You know. Can't nobody else do it like you do. And make me feel the way. And every time I see your face, baby.
Nobody. I'm talking about commas, man. I'm talking about commas, man. Got the commas.
I'm turning.
Got the commas. Got the commas.
Yeah.
Then show me that dollar sign.
Show me that dollar sign.
Other than that,
I'm
see me when you see me, ain't no need to text.
No.
They say a nigga changed since he got a check.
Check.
So when I'm in the club, you know I gotta flex.
Fuck 'em.
These hoes love that money and I'm getting that.
Yeah.
These niggas want that real and I'm spitting that.
Yeah.
These haters perpetrating, they ain't living that.
Yeah.
Don Rico, bitch, you know I'm really that.
Okay.
I just hit the mall, copping every day.
Don Rico.
I just stepped outside, rocking on my chain.
Don Rico.
Boy, I'm from the gutter, I can never change.
Don Rico.
If you run up on me, I'ma let it
Don
bang.
Rico.
Into Next to Blow Radio. How about you?
Hey guys, this is your girl. You see me, and you know I stay tuned in to Next to Blow Radio.
It's your girl, Miss Pretty Lion Baby, tuning in from Brooklyn, New York, and you know I'm rocking with Next to Blow Radio.
Hi, this is your girl, Miss Fame, tuning in from Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm rocking with the Next to Blow Radio, right? Let's.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your girl, Misunderstood, tuning in from Oxford, Mississippi, and you already know I'm rocking with Next to Blow Radio, baby. Everything 100. Ain't nothing but love. Yeah.
I'm Shotty 408, and I'm Next to Blow.
All right, and we are live right here on Next to Blow Radio, Music Crush Mondays. I am your girl, Miss Queen T, and I got Stormy, a.k.a. Miss Exclusive, my official co-host, every Monday night right here in the building. What's up, Stormy?
What it do, birthday girl?
Hey.
Girl.
Did you
have a wonderful, blessed birthday?
I did, actually. Yes, I did. I did. But I stayed sober, though. I stayed sober until my birthday party. My birthday party is this Friday, so I'm going to be getting it in. So I need to have save all my energy for this Friday. Well, actually, I might turn up tomorrow. I don't know. I got an event to do tomorrow. So, but yeah, I'm excited, though. It's going to be dope. I usually bring out the city every time I do my birthday, so it's going to be dope. I got a lot of people flying in from all over. One of the artists, actually, one of our regular listeners, shout out to Misery, he's from New Orleans, and he's actually already out here. I got him shows lined up all week for performances, you know, so, yeah, he's coming out. Shout out to him, Misery the Beast. Like I said, he's out of Louisiana. If you guys are ever interested, you guys want to come out here, you know, do some shows, some lineups, you know, hit me up. You got my email, you got my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. And I'm sure Stormy can hook you up some stuff down there too, right, Stormy? I know.
Anytime.
She got the plug down there and y'all don't even know it.
You know, I got to save it for them special ones. You feel me?
I know, right?
So.
Gotta be
but no,
so like,
we have showcases all the time, and you know, we definitely have plenty of things you can jump on down here. So we have events from, I would say, Wednesday through Friday. You can jump on something. So hit me up if you are interested and plug in.
Make sure y'all hit us up, follow us, definitely. So Stormy, what you been up to? I know we weren't on last week, but what you been up to the last couple weeks? Got any new promo, new gigs, anything for us?
Oh, what has Stormy been doing? Stormy has been working. Stormy has been in the gym, and Stormy has been selling these calendars like crazy, yo. Like, had to order some more. So, you know, if you do still want a calendar, I did just get a new shipment in. Make sure to hit me up, and I will send them your way.
Definitely. That's what's up. Definitely. Stay working, right?
Definitely. All the time.
So tonight we're doing one special guest tonight. We're not doing two artists, but we're gonna be having Jason Sky come through. Woo! Shout out to him. He'll be coming through real soon. So in the meantime, we're gonna get in some callers until he calls in. But definitely shout out to him. So let's see who we got on the line with us. Let's start from the 832. 923, call it who is this and where you calling from?
Whoa, hey, you already know this blow, this guy Lee Baz, Ace Tide on the show. Hey, what's happening, Miss Queen T? Stormy, what's happening?
Hey, you know, just popping, you know, just on the air, whatever, Music Crush Mondays, you already know how we do it right here on Monday night.
Yeah.
Love radio.
All right.
Yo, so Stormy, Lee Vans has been doing like theme songs for every show, and he hasn't yet to do one for us yet. So
why? Why do we not have one?
I know, right?
You know that's my next one. That one. Well, I was working on Wednesday too, but you know, reformation. On that one, but you know, Monday,
right.
I'm working on that one.
Put that one on pause for now, but definitely, I know he got the Tuesday one, and he got one for Lemisier too on Record Breakers Thursday. Shout out to Lemisier. Make sure y'all check him out Thursday. Yeah, he got.
Then Friday.
Yes.
Then Friday, turn lit, turn up.
Lee-Man's got all kinds
in there like swimwear every day of the week.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, that's that good work ethic.
Okay.
Bro, I hear you over there smacking on something.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. Man, I'm turned right now. Hey.
What you got?
That's some good navy beans, man. Them good navy beans. I got some smoked ham hot in there with some jalapeno sausage up in that thing, man, with some cornbread, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's okay. You gotta get your food to tune in, right? You gotta get ready.
My brain food, so I can get ready to do this Music Crush Monday. Hey. Music Crush Monday. Hey.
Definitely. So do you have a request you wanna get in?
Man, can I request that Dress Back On by Lee Bass and Gabriella Tristan?
I haven't heard that in a minute. Okay. I got you after this next caller, okay?
Okay, that's what's happening. Hey.
Hey, shout out to Lee Baz in H-Town checking in with us. Let's get into the next caller from the 661 area code. I believe that's California. 208 caller, who is this and where you calling from?
Yeah, got it, man. What's happening with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, young girl.
Hey, look, check this out. Hey, check this out, man. I've been watching y'all, man. I just wanted to reach out and show y'all some love. You feel me? Cause y'all sounding right. You know what I mean? Y'all out in Texas.
Well, I'm in Minnesota, and Stormy's in Georgia, and yeah.
Okay, for sure. I mean, just showing some California love to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to lock me in on one of y'all shows or something y'all got out there, man. I'm one of the best kept secrets out here in California, man, but you ain't heard that from me, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You can check my Facebook out, Instagram, YouTube, all that. But yeah, man, how y'all ladies' day going though?
I'm good. I'm recouping from my birthday. My birthday was yesterday, so guardian.
Oh, happy belated birthday. Did you turn it up like a queen supposed to?
Yes, I did. But I'm a,
I respect
but
it.
I was a good queen yesterday. See now I'm gonna be on my birthday behavior on Friday. See,
okay. On Friday that's it's going up. See, that's what you feel me. See, you should have. Maybe if you'd told a nigga like me in advance, man, it would have went to Mars. You feel me? Because you know we show up to show out. You already know how we do it in California, man. It's like Texas, man. Everything big. You feel me? And you know what I mean, y'all sound like y'all be having fun out there, man. You know, and I let the show up the show out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Miss Thomas, I'll be seeing her on the book shining. You feel me? That's what made me really just like reach out to y'all. Like I'm like, let me, you feel me? I like to see motherfuckers doing their thing, man. And real people, you feel me? Like real authentic people, you know?
Aww.
So, y'all
hey,
check
sir,
me out, man, you know.
I don't think everybody called in and I don't think nobody ever called in and said Miss Thomas before. I get Miss Tanya Lynn, Queen T.
Yeah, I'm different though. That's what I'm saying. That's why I want you. When y'all ever think about me, I want y'all. I'm different. So you feel me? You gonna be like that nigga? That gutter man. He was the only one that said that. Cause he different, girl. He ain't like these other niggas. You feel me? So y'all can always remember me. You feel me?
Okay. I'm gonna give you that, young gutter. Okay. So what
that's
you got for you want to.
You want me to spit some for y'all?
Let's hear some.
All right, look. Okay, I'm reloaded. All yellow diamonds. You can call them Hulk Hogan. Stunting on these niggas on the daily. North Oakland, 209 adopted me. I'm feeling like the coldest. Benz and Range Rovers, niggas get slumped over. No love for the competition. $1 million oppositions. All that matters with extensions. 24s got me lifted. And these hoes got me twisted. Pimping, listen. Whoo, hey. I do this shit for Monty Pooh and TJ, stunting on these cheesecakes, smoking, eating cheesecake, headed to the top like I'm on the elevator with bleach kitten faders, hop out in all black like I play for the Raiders, spin that behind shit like my mouth was a cater. Hey, this shit is easy, though. But look, I got some shit on YouTube, all that, man. Check me out, man. You feel me? I just wanted to hear y'all voice, man, and tap in with y'all one time. You feel me? Loud Pack Nation is the movement. You know, Goon Squad Mob is the family. You feel me? And I thank y'all on everything I love for just giving me a little bit of y'all time to just tap in with y'all, man. I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And, hey, as much as I can, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it so 100, though, because how y'all just feel me, tap me in like this. as much as I can. Every time I drop something new, anything I do, man, I try to tap in with y'all, man, you know, so y'all can check it out. Y'all can give me y'all opinion if y'all like it or not, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, like, because I value y'all opinion, man, you know what I'm saying? I see y'all doing y'all shit.
Well, we appreciate you calling in from California, showing us that Cali love.
For sure. So, hey, throw y'all dubs up one time for me, though. Y'all can see throw y'all dubs up.
One time.
Ah, for sure. Hey, and happy birthday too, man. You feel me? Turn up one time.
Oh, that's queen.
That's
queen birthday. Yes.
Straight up, y'all know 420 a couple of, like, what, a day and a half away. So you already know how we do it out here, man. It's gonna be like real yeah. But hey, y'all have a blessed afternoon, man. And tap in with your boy Young Gutter. Go to YouTube, check me out, man. I got a lot of shit on YouTube. My Facebook is YUNGGUTTA. My Instagram is Gutter Badass, you feel me? And my Twitter the same thing, man. You feel me? Tap in with me, you know what I'm saying? Nigga out here making moves, trying to make shit happen. Only with real motherfuckers, and y'all too real. So, fuck with your boy, man. Y'all have a blessed day, all right?
Thank you.
100, man. One love from the West Coast, man, from the Bay Area.
Hey, Bay Area. Hey. Definitely. Shout out to Cali. There's
he live. He live.
Right, he is though.
I love it.
You know what? He live just to inside, but we about to get live, especially live right now because we got a guest in the building. We're gonna go ahead and bring Jason Sky. What's up, Jason? You there?
Yes. What's up? I'm here. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
That's
welcome
good.
To the show.
Hey.
He's across Sundays. I am Miss Queen T and Stormy. We got Stormy, aka Miss Exclusive, also in here in the building. Welcome to the show, first and foremost.
Appreciate you for having me.
Definitely. So what part of the, you know, what part of the country are you from? Let everyone know where you're repping, first and foremost.
Right now I'm in Columbus, Georgia, 706, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down out here for a minute. I be back and forth in Columbus and Atlanta. And I be having a whole lot going on. I got a movie, a short film I got coming up with Selena Lena, so I be back and forth, you know what I'm saying, making little moves here and there.
So you out there with Stormy. Okay. Stormy, I see you, girl.
Yeah, C-Town Resin.
Yeah, keeping it moving.
Okay. So, you know, you going from Columbus to Atlanta, do you go out there for a lot of your shows? Or, like, I mean, do you go out there, too, for, like, shooting videos and stuff like that to record? You know what I mean? I mean, what do you do out in Atlanta that you can't do in Columbus? I'm just curious. I just want to know, like, you know, because I know a lot of people
pretty
like,
much I do.
They a whole lot
yeah,
you can
yeah,
do it in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You can't do it in Columbus.
I never been
you got
out
that,
there,
right.
So,
and,
you know.
I know.
And, it's only like an hour apart from each other, so.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. We gotta travel that little hour just to, you know what I'm saying, make our moves pop, because you're really limited in Columbus. It's like a whole back city. So, you know what I'm saying,
right.
You really got to get up out of here and, you know what I'm saying, do what you got to do to make it up out of here. And that's pretty much what I'm doing. I'm doing my photo shoots. I'm doing my video shoots, all that out in Atlanta.
So,
and I also got a video shoot coming up in Miami, Florida on the 29th of this month.
April 29th, okay.
You know what I'm saying, I'm just moving
around.
So,
what video are you doing for?
I'm doing to a song I got called Dream On. I didn't send y'all that one yet, but. Hopefully, I'll get that one on the next show.
Dream On. What's that song about?
It's basically like talking about living your life. Stop dreaming. You know what I'm saying? Get out here and do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting limits on yourself, because anything is possible, really. You just got to get out here and get it. Stop dreaming. I'm out here living. You can dream all you want to. Dream on. That's basically how it goes.
I like the concept of that, definitely. So Dream On, and I know we have, I believe we have You Welcome. So where are these tracks, you know, are these based off a previous project you put out, or a current project you have out, or is it on an upcoming project you're putting out?
It's on an upcoming. It's called Throne Music. I'm going to push it back probably to this winter. I'm going to hold back. I'm going to push the buzz up, get a little fan base build for it first before I put it out. But it's gonna be on my project called Throne Music Mixtape.
Throne Music. All right.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what can people expect, you know, if they was to go and download this mixtape? What type of, you know, tracks can you expect besides the one that we're going to hear tonight?
Okay. See, it's called throne music because it's music fit for kings and queens only. You know what I'm saying? Make you feel like you're sitting on the throne. Every song you put on, you can just match play. Let it play from 1 to 12. I'm probably going to have 12 songs on there. So, you know what I'm saying? It's king music, throne music.
Okay.
It's just feel-good music, every track. Trying to bring a little something different to the game, like something that the game has been missing for a lot of years. And a lot of people say that my songs have like an old-school feel and a new-school feel at the same time. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm really, know what I'm saying, satisfying all audiences, from kids to the grown-ups,
right,
to people in their 50s. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can vibe to my music.
Okay.
So how would you describe your style?
I'm pretty suave. I'm pretty laid back, you know what I'm saying? But I can really get on any type of style. It really, like I was just speaking on earlier, I really don't limit myself.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
I mean, with your style of music. With your style of music, like how would you describe what makes you different with your style of music than what's out from the South now?
What's original, like I make all my own beats and it just really be like an out of body experience, you know what I'm saying? Like I be somewhere else. Like I really be living in the sky because my name is Jason Sky. Sky is my alter ego. Like I really live above everything. Like I watch everything that's going on and I observe. So I try to be different from what everything that I watch, everything that I observe. So I just,
uh-huh,
know what I'm saying, just go from my own standpoint on whatever I'm feeling.
Right.
And
I know you just won the Indie Artist Showcase, correct?
No, I was nominated, but I didn't win.
You didn't win. Okay. I know you were there. I seen you perform.
Yeah.
And I know you had the whole crowd hype as always, but I know everybody was definitely feeling your track.
You talking about the last one they just had? Oh yeah. I won though.
That's what
I won though.
Right, yeah. And that's what I was thinking. I know I thought you did, but you know, I know E-Money even loved. I remember when you were going on stage, all I could hear was a woman scream. And right when the song started, oh, I love this song. And it was just like, she got, yes. And it was just like, everybody knew what it was then. And it was like all eyes on him. And it was just right then he had the attention of the room and he had that stage presence going on. And, you know, he definitely puts on a good performance. So I just had to show you love.
It's those simple little smaller moments that count like that. When you hear somebody say they love your song, they appreciate your work, that really, know what I'm saying, means a lot to the person that's putting out the music because they putting a lot of hard work into that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So what song was she talking about when she was like, oh, my God, I love this song? What song was it?
It's my single called You Welcome.
Featuring my boy
Audio.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get into this song then. Since we're talking about it, I'm curious to hear what it is and let our listeners, you know, hear some of your music. So can you go ahead and introduce this track for the listeners?
Yeah, this song is called You're Welcome, produced by me, written by me, featuring my boy Audio and Manny B. You're Welcome.
Let's get it.
But everything that ends always come back around and evolve all over again. So they be coming at me like literally thanking a nigga, very appreciative. But I'm just here doing my job. You're welcome.
So thank us now.
Thank you.
Fuck later. Yeah.
My nigga, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
They said it wasn't real. We about to bring it back. These niggas tell the field. We about to bring it back. So thank us now.
So everybody welcome.
Yeah.
living in the movie, but this is not an act. Everything ready to act, she gon' need a sheet. What? Sip it, love it, hit it, hit it. The shorty been with it. You telling me, daddy, just come here and get it while taking off your biggie. Well, I'm gonna sip it. Cause I know you've been with it. I'ma stay right for my real nigga. This is the shit that you want. They say I'm always dropping all the real niggas. So this what they thanking me for. So my nigga, you
welcome. Welcome. I'ma nigga, you welcome.
So thank us now.
Thank you.
Fuck later. Yeah.
My nigga, welcome, welcome, welcome.
They said he wasn't real, we bout to bring it back. These niggas tell the fields, we bout to bring the facts. So thank us now.
So everybody welcome, welcome, welcome.
We living in the movie, but this is not an act. Everything ready to act, she gon' need a sheet. What? Sip it, love it, hit it, hit it. The shorty been with it. You telling me daddy, just come here and get it while taking it off your biggie. Well, I'm gonna sip it. Cause I know you've been with it.
This one is going to be on your mixtape, right?
My upcoming mixtape, Throne Music.
Throne Music. All right. So people wanted to check out. Is this song out on any social media, Reverb, SoundCloud, or anything like that right now?
Not right now. I actually just got done mixing it like a couple of days ago, and y'all are the first people that's really premiering this song, so I don't have it on nothing right now.
All right.
But it will be on CD Baby in 2 weeks. CDBaby.com.
CDBaby.com.
They get an exclusive. You know this?
Yeah.
Definitely. That's what's up, though.
And they can download it for only 99 cents.
All right. So you said that's in a couple weeks. So, in the meantime, where else can people find your music, some of your
you know, some of your latest tracks that you have out?
You can find me on SoundCloud. You just type in Jason Sky and you'll see my latest I just posted.
Latest tracks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Like,
so
see,
wanna,
this is like a new. Go ahead. No, I'm just saying this is like a new mixtape that I'm just starting on, so I really don't have none of the new songs out on any of the social media right now, but you can just find some. I just posted like two of them on SoundCloud like a couple of days ago, so it's just really like a new process.
All right. So how long have you been doing music, Jason?
I actually started when I was 14. It's like about 16 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a long time. So who were some of your inspirations, you know, to get you started that, you know, like, that is what I want to do?
Actually, some people think I'm kind of weird or they're looking at me crazy or they'll be surprised, but I'll say Prince and Andre 3000.
Yeah, legend. Both of them, legends. So.
But they, you know what I'm saying? They look at me crazy sometimes when I say print. Man, the man is talent. You got to go give it to him. You're talented as hell.
Very.
Definitely. That's what's up. Those are two different, you know, styles. But definitely. So, Andre 3000 and Prince was, you know, who you said who, you know, basically got you and, you know, inspired into the music scene. Are those the two that you would say that keeps you inspired as far as, you know, mainstream artists, or is there, you know, anybody else that you like right now that, you know, inspires you to continue doing music?
As of right now, I'm really feeling J. Cole. And, of course, Kendrick Lamar, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm really feeling J. Cole a lot.
So you lean more to more lyricism rap instead of just trap rap?
No, I get into trap rap too. See, I got some of that on my upcoming mixtape also, Throne Music. I got all type of stuff on there. But I really, know what I'm saying, support the real music. Music that actually takes time to make. It don't take that much time to make a trap rap song. The type of songs I make, you really got to put real good work and real good time into them.
Mm-hmm.
Can't just read that in a couple of minutes.
It seems like you do a lot with your own music. You know, you write the music yourself. You know, of course, you record it, and you say you were producing it, right?
Yes, that's right.
Definitely. See, that's a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Trying to get all the money.
you need all them rights, huh? You don't need nobody else to give them credit.
Yeah.
So,
need it.
Besides this song and, you know, the featured artist on this track, who else can we expect to be featured on your next project?
My little cousin, Killer Hoop. And I really don't have that many features, but it's really just inside thing. My No Bend No Fold family. No Bend No Fold, that's the label that I'm working up under.
And they're based out of Atlanta or Columbus?
We actually got one artist overseas right now, and I got like maybe like five in Columbus, and my little sis Sha Owens, she's in Montgomery, she's in Alabama. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's like a new thing.
Right. Okay, so you're just fairly signed with this label.
Yes.
Fairly new. Okay.
It's actually a label, you know what I'm saying, established with me and my cousin. My cousin is overseas, Devo. All
right.
So we do the signing.
So you know, you have an artist overseas, so that gives you more opportunity to actually go out there and network and do what you need to do to get heard out there, right?
Yeah. You got a lot of our work pushing out there.
Okay.
And speaking of my cousin, Killer Hoop, Go ahead.
So you being in the scene, you know, 15, 16 years, what would you say your biggest obstacle has been, you know, in those, you know, because that's quite a long time, you know what I mean? So what would you say your biggest obstacle has been, you know, you had to overcome in that time?
My biggest obstacle would probably be me finding myself, you know what I'm saying, knowing who I want to be as an artist. Stop trying to sound like what I think the people want to hear and just be who I want to be. And that probably might be what they really want to hear, original stuff. Like, so you know what I'm saying? I was just really following the crowd, trying to sound like everything that was popping instead of just being who I really, really wanted to be as an artist. So that was really like the biggest obstacle that I had to really overcome, just being me.
And being you. And, you know, that is a big thing because, you know, there's a lot of artists out here to this day, even mainstream artists that can't even find themselves or be themselves because they're so stuck in trying to, you know, proceed what, you know, what we're used to being, you know, the mainstream. You know what I'm saying? So for you to, you know, conquer that is a big thing. You know?
Yeah, it's like a huge thing. Like, people just don't understand. That's like a real big weight up off my shoulder, knowing I can just step on stage and be myself and people still feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to be like T.I. I didn't have to be like Future. I don't have to sound like Migos or anybody that's trending out here. I don't have to be like them. I can just step on stage and be myself and everybody's still going to feel it. And that's like biggest feeling in the world.
All right. Well, so now I want to know, what would you say your biggest accomplishment has been? I mean, it could be the same thing, you know what I mean? You know, because that is accomplishment. But if you have anything else, you know, that you would like to mention, you know, that you have accomplished over the years.
I can say maybe this movie I'm working on with Selena Lena. Like, I never done a movie before. I never done acting before. But it's always been something that I want to get into. So it's like, I believe this is going to be something good that's going to get people's attention. It's going to draw them a lot closer to me, see who I really am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's like probably one of my biggest ones.
Okay. And you said, you mention the name again of the short film that you're in?
Name of it is going to be Royalties. It's coming out with the mixtape.
Oh, okay. All right, so you said you didn't have a set date for the mixtape yet, so you guys don't have a set date for that one as well yet?
No, I don't have it yet. I'm just really putting everything in process, like right now as we speak.
So you guys are filming that right now. So who can we expect to be in the short film? Maybe Stormy?
Stormy? No, no, no,
no. I'm going to leave that to them now. We might get a couple of behind-the-scenes takes with Storm. She might not be an asset. You know, it would be nice, though.
Might slide in on some BTS shots.
Huh?
I said I might slide in there on some BTS shots. You might catch a cameo. I'll be throwing up deuces in the back.
Yeah.
Hey.
You gotta get those.
Hey.
Yeah.
Right?
Gotta get those. Yeah.
Hey, I did some professional acting. I have SAG credits, thank you.
I believe
she got all kinds of credits, y'all. Y'all sleeping on Stormy, man. Y'all sleeping on Stormy.
Oh. I'm wide awake.
Two episodes of the game on BET. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
And on the episode of The Single Ladies on VH1. Thank you very much.
Big moves.
Hey, that's what Lisa Ray, right? Lisa Ray's in that.
Yeah. This was back when old Stacey Dash was still on there. That's when I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And bless her heart. But that's all I'm gonna say about her, but bless her heart. But you know, that was a while back, but that's when I did it, so.
All right.
Hey,
so
you did it. A lot of people can't say that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm jealous. I mean, like, she was on the gay BET The Game, and she was on my boo pooch hall. Like, come on, Stormy. Like, girl, I would have been No, I was kidding. I just, but definitely. So royalties, that is what's up, though, most definitely. So where is this going to be located once it comes out? Where are people going to be able to, you know, check out this short film?
On, like, what sites it's going to be posted on?
Yeah, are you going to have it on some certain sites, or are you just going to have it, like, you know, hard copies and stuff like that?
No, it's going to be on hard copies, and it's going to be on WorldStar, and it's going to be on my Vivo account on YouTube.
Nice. I'm excited to check that out. So you trying to tap into a little bit of the acting and stuff, right?
I just want to be a good all around person. I don't want to be limited to one thing. I like working, so I'm gonna try to touch bases with everything.
Definitely. All right, play many roles, many hats. That's what's up. Definitely, mm-hmm. You know, and that's good to be like that, because, you know, like you said, it don't limit yourself to one thing. You know what I mean? Because you never know. Another artist might come to you and be like, look, I need you to produce this track, or I need you to write for me, or, you know what I mean? So definitely, that's
true.
What's up.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I want all the money. I'm trying to get it all.
Hey, you ain't lying, though. Stormy, do you have any other questions for Jason Sky tonight?
Well, you know, I just want to know if you did or if you could collab. I don't know if she did get asked you. I heard a little bit, but I had to step away for a second. But if you did want to collab with anybody now, who would that be?
Like mainstream or what you mean?
Yeah, mainstream.
Like just anybody?
From the city here, or mainstream, or from anywhere. People you've met networking, or anybody.
I ain't gonna lie, my dream has always been making a song with Kanye West, because that's another person that I respect. A lot of people think he's a douchebag, think he's an idiot, but I respect the man.
He's a musical beast.
Musically, in a way. Yeah, I would love to do a song with Kanye West, though.
Okay.
Definitely.
Anybody else, like, not mainstream indie that you would go with?
Not mainstream. Let's see. I got a whole lot of features coming up with people, but somebody that I would like to work with would probably be Boss Mancino.
Okay, he
knows. DJ Pressure.
And we had him on the show, so
that's my homie there, though. We just haven't connected on that level yet.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely going in. He's definitely making major moves in A too.
Oh yeah. I'm fucking with him.
Definitely. Right. So before we let you go tonight, is there anything that you would like to tell the people that maybe we didn't get to talk about tonight, or would you like to, you know, do some promo and let everybody know again where they can find your music?
You can follow
me on. Let them know about them cups.
Oh yeah, them cups. You know, that's what I'm talking about. My cousin Killer Who. He the one that's coming up next. Well, he's actually coming out. He already got his single on CD, baby. You can download it right now for 99 cents. And it's called Table Full of Cups. We everywhere with him.
Alright, definitely. So. And you said they're only 99 cents?
Yeah, you can download it for only 99 cents. It don't take much to support. 99 cents on cdbaby.com.
Definitely. Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about or, you know, promote out there? Because I see you're doing a lot of different things. And I saw on your Instagram, y'all and Stormy have that cute picture together. I see y'all.
Me and who? Me and Storm?
Yeah, you and Storm.
Yeah, it's always all eyes on her. It's all eyes on her.
Man.
I don't even matter in that picture. She makes people look good. Yeah, but you can follow me on Instagram at Jason2_Sky. That's Jason_Sky. And follow my YouTube account. You can just type in Jason Sky and then I'll pop right up.
Okay.
and SoundCloud. That's basically everything Jason Sky. Probably on anything, everything Jason Sky. Anything except Twitter. I don't have a Twitter yet.
What? No Twitter?
Yeah.
You better hurry up.
I had one before, but I just wasn't really messing with it like that.
You know, it's hard nowadays because you basically being an artist, you have to have Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and you have to actively stay up on all of them. It's damn like
all
you need
them.
A team to be able to promote and run all
right.
your pages.
Right.
I mean, if you look all these artists, they have all of them, and they actively running all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, and that's interaction with fans, and that's where you build that connection.
Definitely.
But I'm gonna work on that Twitter account, but I'm active on everything except Twitter right now. I'm gonna work on that.
You know what though, Jason?
Three out of four salute.
Huh?
The good thing though, you can link it with your Instagram and your Facebook. So if you were to go on Instagram and you can post it, you can just click. To send it out to your Twitter too, so it will actually still be posted. So just a little FYI, you can get on that before, you know. Definitely, I would. Cause listen, it took me a while to get Instagram before, right? And now, like, it took me a while to get Instagram, and now, like, not all my social media don't match up, so I have to use the _XO on Instagram. Which, matter of fact, Jason, you're not even following me on Instagram. It's okay.
I'm not following you.
No, you're not following me.
Well, I'm gonna make a change on all this. I'm gonna make me a Twitter account tonight, and I'm gonna follow you tonight. How about this?
I'm gonna follow her on Instagram.
Are you gonna follow me back?
I'm already following you.
Oh, okay.
She on it.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I'm make sure
okay.
I sit there straight though.
It's okay.
I got you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you like,
oh,
I'm like all your people.
Wish her a happy belated birthday, Jason. Yesterday was her birthday.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday. And how are you turning?
Dang, you really want to know my
age?
Well, I'm not scared to announce my age. I am 28, so.
Okay.
I'm almost.
Still young?
Yeah, see? I'm still young.
You in your prime right now. That's some prime years.
Yep, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. But we want to thank you so much for coming through. We definitely appreciate it. And we need that Dream On track, so I want to check that one out as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have that on the next show. The show for sure.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for coming through. Definitely, you don't got to hang up, but, you know, hit up Stormy. She got your contact information. And whenever you're ready to come back on, just let us know, okay?
All right, I'm going to make sure I do that. Y'all stay
again,
up, though. Appreciate y'all having me on here.
Let everybody know where they can follow you on your and all your social media real quick one more time.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jason_Sky. And everything else, just type in Jason Sky and I'll be right there.
All right. Just like that. Definitely. Yep. Shout out to Jason. Make sure you guys go follow him. That is our guest tonight, Mr. Jason Sky. But speaking of guests, Stormy, I want to get into a next track, and then we're going to get into another caller. You remember our very first artist we interviewed together when you first joined the show?
Our very first one?
Yes. You brought him on, remember?
Oh, Lord.
Now we're going back to September, girl. We're going back to September.
Oh, my God. You know I'm 420 friendly.
I'm going to give you a hint. Part of his name is a state.
Oh,
God. Yeah, Lee Bans live in this state. Girl, okay, fine. Nephew Texas boy. Remember, that was our very first artist we interviewed.
Yes.
Together.
Look, I'm so hot. I can't say that. But anyway, here right now, I am, yeah, I'm a little bloated. I apologize.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Moment,
which one should we get into? Should we get into that Thug City or Trap on Fire? Which one? that Thug City. I like
that. I say turn up Thug City. We Thug City.
Well, let's go ahead and get into this right here. Then we're going to get into some calls when we get back. So, next caller is the 561 area code, so don't go nowhere. If you guys do want to go live with us, press the 1 to go live. We're going to take a few callers. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. So let's get it. This is Nephew Texas Boy. This was our very first guest right here on Music Crush Mondays when me and Stormy started together back in September. This is Thug City. Let's get it.
Thug City. Thug City.
The Young is in charge.
Thug City.
Thug City. DJ out of space. And oh yeah, this is the pipe mix. Let's go up.
Thug City. Thug City. Thug City. Thug City. Thug City. Thug City.
Let's go.
We fuck Gotti bitches. Bitches kissing bitches.
Yeah.
We stack Gotti riches.
We
fuck Guppy City. Thug City. Thug City. Thug City. Thug City. Thug City. Thug City. We fuck Gotti bitches. Bitches kissing bitches.
Yeah.
We stack Gotti riches. We fuck Guppy City.
Come with me.
With me.
Son with me. Drugs with me.
Yeah.
I was selling gas when the zip was 450. Pink and rain, Balenciaga, and I'm bombing Jane.
Fuck you, man.
Fought a double D. OG double D.
Yeah.
RIP, I show them Ben Franklin when they want a CID. Park in a VIP, walk in a VIP. I tell a DIE, I bought a Betty Key. Smoke a raw paper, I don't smoke swish.
Nah.
Styrofoam cup, it ain't fun
liquor.
L Chapo Jr., nigga J. Ira.
Boom.
And we don't need a scale, we need a baby bottle.
Thug City, Thug City. Thug City, Thug City, Thug City, Thug City. We fuck Gotti bitches, bitches kissing bitches. We stack Gotti riches, we fuck Guppy City. Thug City, Thug City, Thug City, Thug City, Thug City, Thug City. We fuck Gotti bitches, bitches kissing bitches. We stack Gotti riches,
yeah, yeah.
We fuck Guppy City.
I'm throwing 20,000 on these bitches.
Right, cash.
Me goes in outer space, welcome to Thug City.
Fuck up the check if you getting it.
Hey.
I stack up the riches and go buy a bitch.
Yeah.
You know I'm the man in the city.
Yeah.
Got bitches on bitches, you know that they kiss. I'm taking it back like a beeper. I'm walking on Louis and sneakers.
Red bottles.
Beat it up, beat it up. Welcome to Thug City, baby. Beat it like Tina.
Thug City.
I used to chop out a Regal.
True.
He talking this shit so we eat him. Pipe it up, no ride it easy.
Nah.
I gave her some money, that bitch called a fever.
Ooh. Dang.
Kicking dab like fever.
Dang.
Do my own stunts, Quavo Knievel. Bad bitch named Isha.
Bang.
Tatiana and I can't forget Brina.
Nah.
Dead people on dead people on the floor. Nigga, bring a sweeper.
Money.
Thug City, when a nigga lead a club, gotta go and get the Nina.
Thug City, Thug City, Thug City, Thug City, Thug City, Thug City. We fuck Gotti bitches. Bitches kissing bitches. We stack Gotti riches. We fuck Guppy City. Thug City. Thug City, Thug City, Thug City, Thug City, Thug City. We fuck Gotti bitches, bitches kissing bitches. We stack Gotti riches, we fuck Guppy City.
I am not a local joker.
Joker.
Poker while I'm playing poker.
Poker.
Baby got the super soaker.
Soaker.
Fuck her on the Louis sofa.
Ugh.
King of the North, I'ma carry the torch. Been a big dog since I hopped off the porch. Been a big dog, girl, you know I'm a savage. Shout out the hoes that I'm fucking in magic. Shout out the hoes that be shaking that plastic. I know when it's real, I know when it's real. Duh, duh, kill, I steal. Pop and guard, pop and guard, pop and guard. My nigga bow up. Just throw the four up, yeah, bitch, you know us.
Gucci lay my sneakers, 808 my speakers. Still in the trap, moving bricks on a beeper.
Beeper.
We don't stop for red lights, so I never use a blinker.
Oh, no.
She just gave me braces, you can tell that she's a thinker.
Kissing my tattoos, reptiles on my shoes. Diamonds on my neck look like I'm sailing on a cruise. Tatted like a boy. I been geek for 4 days. I won't cook no dough for you unless you buy. Four-way.
Really?
Thug City. Thug City. Thug City. Thug City. Thug City.
Hey, that was a Thug City. Nephew Texas Boy right there. Took us back, huh? Huh, Stormy?
Now you remember. Now she remembered, man. That was, shout out to Definitely Texas Boy, though. Definitely, that was our first guest on Music Crush Mondays with, you know, hosted by girl Miss Queen T and Stormy.
Yeah, I remember now.
Way later, girl. Way later, though. Yo, we had some amazing guests though so far. We've always had dope artists. I'm telling you. I don't know though. We've had JR. I still love JR. Like JR is just amazing. Definitely. We had played his song earlier, Best Friend. I know he got a new track. I gotta get that. Have you heard that Party Bussin' track yet by JR?
No, I have not heard it. I told Karen I needed it, though. I do need that to, like, ASAP. I need to send it out.
Yeah, I heard it on the XY DJ conference call, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks ago, I believe. But, yeah, definitely a dope track. It's, like, one of those club tracks that get you going, you know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, Best Friend does as well, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's definitely a dope track. Shout out to JR, though. Make sure you guys go get that Gang Season. You know, and your Google Play is now available for download.
Team, I do got to say something real quick. I had a DJ from a radio station, BDS Spin Register. It's an iHeartMedia radio station. Hit me up and personally asked me to send him music. So if any artists do, like, really have some, I'm talking about really dope tracks that they pushing, has to be fully engineer properly, mix, master, everything, send them to me. I will be selective, but I will be fair, and I will send them over. So, I mean, if y'all do want that opportunity, I will put that on, too.
Okay, see, I told y'all she the plug. Y'all thought I was playing. So, if people want to send them to you, Stormy, what's the email? Because I'm actually about to send you something.
Yeah, well, I mean, my email, well, I'll put it on. If anybody, they can just follow me on my social media, and it's got my email on there. It's a long-ass email, and I don't feel like telling it over the phone. I don't have, like, a music email. I just have a personal email, so that's why I'm going to say just follow me on social media. I will send out my email. Send me the music, and like I said, I will be fair. I will send it over if it is about something. I'm not going to just send anything over. I'm going to tell you that now.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Make sure you go. And what is your Instagram if people are not following you yet on Instagram?
It's at Stormy_MissExclusive, Stormy_MZEXCLUSIVE.
Just like that, y'all. Make sure y'all follow her.
And if you're in the ATL Saturday, hit us up at Sephora Lounge. It is going down. Shout out to Rosa, Certified Dream. Party with Certified Dream.
Okay. Stormy going to Atlanta. You traveling to Atlanta this weekend?
Yes, I am, baby. Turn up season in full effect. It's getting warm outside, boo. Time
oh, my God.
Skin.
We're going to get one of those bike poses again. One of them bike poses, Stormy. Or the purple bikini with the cowboy boots on. I just play Stormy. Make sure y'all go follow my co-host though. I'm telling you, she's beautiful. I mean, she is. If y'all gotta go follow her though. Definitely.
Yeah.
Go cop that.
And I'll be
know.
In Vegas in June. Anybody hit me up if y'all out there.
Vegas? Oh shit. What you got going on up there?
I am going for a week just to get away, just to party. I'm going to go zip lining. Oh, I'm meeting Mariah Carey. I have yes, I do. Oh, just FYI, I am in the first three rows of her concert at Caesar's Palace, and I did get exclusive meet and greet tickets with Mariah Carey, so I will be having a post-dinner with her, meeting her. And getting exclusive concerts. So I'm really excited about that.
That's dope. Shout out to you, though. I know that's going to be nice.
Tell her
yeah,
I love
I'm
her.
Really excited. Yes, girl, I will. I will. I'll be like, I love you. My friend loves you. My mama loves you. Everybody loves you.
No, that's
I'm really
I
excited,
mean,
though. So.
I mean, Mariah Carey is like an
and
icon.
And they said if she's having a good day, they might possibly be able to get a pic with her. But they said it depends on her mood that day. I guess she is somewhat of a diva from what they say.
Damn. You know who else?
I know. They did forewarn me already with the tickets. So they're like, hey, you do get to meet her, and it is a meet and greet. And depending on her attitude and how she's feeling that day, she might let you get a picture. So,
what
we'll
fuck?
See.
That makes me think that she's just a bitch overall.
I mean, I'm really nervous now. Like, for real, though.
I will be nervous.
I mean, you hear stories about how, you know, these celebs all up and, like, when they tell you stuff like that, you know, months in advance about you don't know how her attitude's going to be, it's kind of, okay.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, everybody might have an off day and maybe they're just preparing.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I'm preparing you now. I don't know how her attitude's going to be, even though it's like 3 months.
So fingers crossed she's in a good mood so I get my pick.
Yo, that's crazy that you're nervous to meet Mariah Carey because you've met so many celebrities.
I know. Oh. I know. But, like, for real,
yo,
like
everybody.
I think her, Beyonce, Jay-Z would probably be my only, like, star, like, stroke moment.
Wow. Cause
and
I've
met a lot
moment.
Of people.
Yes.
But.
Well, yeah. I told you I'll shoot a plug, but I'm telling you, like, when I say story met everybody, like, she even met my bae Tank. You know, everybody.
Yeah.
Like, she was on BET, VH1 shows. Like, I mean, come on now with Stacey Dash, Pooch Hall, Lisa Wright.
I tell you, some of the dopest though, like I have to say, was really like the DJs, like DJ Kid Capri, and DJ Drama. They was really like the coolest. They was real cool. And Akon, he was real nice. I met Akon. You know, he was real nice.
Was he out? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna stop. But I know he. I know. Hey, that's what's up though. Didn't you meet T.R. though? Didn't you? I thought you met T.R. somewhere with that girl.
Yeah.
Girl, I know he was small next to you, girl. You're tall as hell and he's short.
Yeah, he's very short. Very small and short.
That's funny though.
Can't wear suits and chills.
Right. So let's get into a couple calls. We got about 6 minutes left. And let's see who we got on the line with us. We're going to go ahead and bring Lee Bands back in with us. Lee Bands, whoa, what's good? We'll bring you live with us. Let's get into the next caller, 561 area code 401. Cover your live on Mexico Radio. Who is this and where you calling
what's
from?
What's up? Slug the Don, man. What's up, Stormy? Happy
what
birthday,
do?
Queen. Y'all
thank
already
you.
Know just chilling tuned in
whoa.
Right now. Lee
hey.
Bands, what's happening?
Whoa.
Hey. Yeah, I'm saying Current lit
already. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow.
Take over Tuesday.
Definitely hosted
take
by
over.
B-Bands and Slug the Don and myself. Tomorrow we'll be interviewing Young Marco. He's an independent artist out of Atlanta as well. But he's actually, you know, starred in Black Ink Crew, so make sure you guys check him out tomorrow. He said, oh, okay.
I'm watching Black Ink right now. Are you talking about the tattoo stuff?
Yeah,
I'm watching it right now, so.
Yeah, he's actually on the episode tonight. He's on there.
On the episode of Black
Marco?
Ink tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I'm watching it right now, so, you know. I got the record, you know what I'm saying? I'm just getting inside, so I'm gonna watch it right now. Check out who that is.
He's like a skinny, dark skinned, like with a waves. I don't know how he.
What are you getting a tattoo or something?
I think so. I don't know. Isn't that what goes on when you have to appear on a show? On that show, you gotta get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, man, they got so much crazy shit on that show.
All kinds of shit.
Getting tatted up, getting arrested.
For real.
Yeah. That's so wild, man.
I don't know, man?
How was your... I'm sorry, man. Queen, what's up with the birthday, man? What it is all week, man?
We turned lit in my Lee Man's voice, huh?
Okay, all week,
turn
man.
Turn up season. It's here.
Turn up season. I wish I could come up there and parlay with you, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? We down here in Miami. Make sure you know what I'm saying, you take a shot for me.
Of course. You know I will. Hey, you know I will. I would say watch my Snapchat, but you don't got Snapchat, so.
You going to put me out there? You know what I'm saying? You going to do it to me like that, sis? You know what I'm saying? I am on Instagram and Twitter, though. You know what I'm saying? We coming.
I know. Yeah. It took me 4 months to get him on those. But, hey, Stormy, we going to.
It's coming, man.
We going to keep pushing him.
It's a process. But it's working.
It's a process, baby. You know, things take time, baby.
I bet
great
you
things take time.
Networking game been increasing, though, ain't it?
Yeah, baby. You know.
Has it? Slug has it? I don't think you heard what he asked you.
What'd she say?
Go ahead, Slug.
Has the networking game increased?
The networking game increased?
Uh huh.
Since you've been on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh yeah, man, definitely, man, definitely. It's really amazing right now. So, I know when I get on Snapchat, it's probably gonna get a little better. That's why I'm kind of slowing down, cause it's like controlling all that shit at one time. It's like crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's doing its thing,
man.
Though.
Hey, man. Slug.
Yes, man. What's up, bro?
What's good, fam? Where that nigga at, man? Who snatched the chain, fam? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
where
man, you
at?
Know, hey, man, they out here, man, you know what I'm saying? We got to watch out for them lame niggas out here that snatching chains and making videos about how they snatching niggas' chains out here. That's what broke niggas do, man. You got 30 niggas on a video talking about they snatching niggas' chains. That shit ain't cool. You feel me? Go buy you a goddamn chain, man. That shit ain't cool. Nah, you know, I woke up in the morning watching the video of somebody getting their chain snatched. About 40 niggas passing the chain between each other. Yeah, nigga, yeah. Like, man, y'all niggas can't be serious.
What?
Everybody huddled in one goddamn room talking about how gangster they is. Man, come on. 30 niggas jumping on one nigga. Yeah, man, that's broke nigga shit. So all y'all niggas out there snatching chains and shit like that, that's broke nigga shit. Just whoop a nigga ass. You ain't got to snatch his chain, man. Whoop his ass. Whoop his ass.
Yeah,
film
yeah.
it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Snatching chains is broke nigga shit.
Man, that shit had me dying when I seen that video, bro.
You know, I had to do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit down here, we don't do that, man. Like, you snatching chains. Like, you do that. You rob a nigga. You snatch a chain. You gone. And then you put it on webs. Like, you know, oh, we snatched a nigga chain. Man, you admit to the robbery?
Yeah,
it's the new age, boy. You could commit crimes, and as long as you put it on Facebook or YouTube, you good
out
here.
Get away with it.
Get away. Yeah, man, shit crazy, man. Know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Y'all broke niggas, stop snatching chains, man. Go buy you one. If you got to get a fake one, go get it. Shine. You know what I'm saying?
Stop stealing altogether, man.
God
we
damn,
had a,
for
we
real,
had a
man.
Real unfortunate situation in our city today where somebody, an individual, stole an Audi and then ran it into another car and killed a man. That happened
to man.
Be
See?
The head coach at a high school here, a baseball coach, and killed the man.
Crazy,
and the man jumped out of the Audi and took off running. And he was a young male, about 20. They say he was in his 20s.
They didn't catch him?
They didn't catch him. He took off. They said he injured. They don't know who he is, but he stole the car, hit the man, killed the man, and then took off. So prayers to his family and friends.
Yeah,
right
man.
Now, like,
prayers to that man.
They make these choices, and they never realize or they don't care about the outcome that it has on these other people. But, you know, having that I don't give a fuck attitude toward life just because they don't care. Doesn't mean other people don't care about these people, you
exactly.
know, and it's sad. It's sad that people, you know, steal and they kill people, they hurt people all together, just all this, but they never know the effect or the outcomes it could have from one choice they made.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So everybody start giving a fuck, man. Start giving a fuck. Please.
For real, the world would be a better place, please.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But let's get back to
this
peace and this
love. They want a better place. They preach a better place. They beg for a better place. They're not helping make it a better place.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Shout out to the families out here in Houston as well, man.
Yeah,
we lost a couple
for real.
People out here.
Yeah.
And a lot of people.
Hey, what's
got,
going on out there?
You know, man, we had a major flood last night. You know what I'm saying?
From the
it
rain
was real,
or
crazy.
I'm
yeah,
seeing pictures
rain.
Online right now. I'm like, damn, boy, what the hell?
Yeah, the rain. You know, they were talking about motherfuckers doing memes and shit about that, but that shit serious, though, man.
Yeah, man.
Are
you
on the north side or the south side?
I'm on the north side. I'm like, probably like
right,
about 15 minutes
yeah.
away from Greens Point. I'm not
right.
too far from Greens Point at all. You know what I'm saying?
So
wow.
is it flooded where you at, bro?
That's where the heaviest
yeah,
at.
Yeah, it flooded where I'm at, but not exactly. Like, in my little section right here, it didn't flood, but, like, right by the freeways and past that, it's all flooded back there. You know?
Yeah, okay.
In the other areas,
as long as you good,
rushing.
Man.
Yeah,
man. Because I've seen pictures with cars underwater, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly.
I mean, keep your head up around there.
Yeah, man, I had people, had their kids floating in refrigerators and shit like that, man. Shit real serious.
Oh, God
no,
damn.
That shit for real, for
right
real.
Now?
Niggas making rafts.
That shit was going on earlier this morning, like, for real, for real.
Wow.
Damn,
hey,
well, that's crazy.
Out
of nowhere.
Yeah, they had the Navy SEALs, all of them came out here, the news crews, everybody was out here.
Hey, that's scary.
Thanks,
that makes
no.
I would be scared to go to sleep because you never know. Like you said, you're good right now, but you never know. It can come to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like just
yeah,
be,
it could have been anywhere.
Keep your family safe. I know you got two little
yeah.
ones over there. So.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
We don't do no first floors anyway. We second, third, or better. You know, I don't like to be on no first floor anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad we safe and everybody else around here safe and all the people that are safe, man. You know what I'm saying? Prayers out to everybody for real.
Already. So.
So, make sure you
next to blow.
Tomorrow, take over Tuesdays with both of these crazy dudes. Stormy, they be picking on me.
Muted. Muted. Hey, I'm about to make a new song called Muted, man. Muted. You know what I'm saying?
Stormy,
y'all don't
you know,
mind me, man. Take over Tuesdays tomorrow.
Stormy, because when I go and mute you, it says muted. So, like, when he's ready to, like, especially when somebody's been in a hot 16 and they go over, or if they're whack,
yeah.
he'll just be, like, muted. He'll say it out loud, like,
you know what I'm saying? It's all love, though, man. Y'all don't hate me, man. You know what I'm saying? But
whoa.
We got to keep it real out here. Next to blow, man.
Keep moving, yeah.
Definitely. So it is, we are in overtime hour right now. We were only going to go live an hour. So I'm going to take two more callers, and then we're going to end the show tonight. I'm going to keep you guys live with us. Let's get into the 803-308 area code. Caller, you're live. Who is this one we're calling from?
Hey, y'all. This is Kel.
Hey, yo, Kel.
Hey, yo.
What's up?
What's happening, yo? Let's talk a little hip-hop. What's happening?
I was calling in, you know, listening.
That's what's happening.
Hey, this girl right here is a hard worker, y'all. I'm telling y'all. I'm telling
yeah.
you. Yo. Kells is always working. Like, bro.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, man. Shout out to her, man. She be keeping me updated with some shit, too. Shout out to Kells
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, what? Let me tell y'all what I got going on real quick. Of course, I'm still, you know, I'm nominated for them two awards. Y'all can still vote. That shit is unlimited. October this year, I'm throwing an A3C event, networking, panelist event. It's also a showcase, and we're in the Georgia area. Or if you want to travel to the Georgia area, I'm going to perform, meet some cool ass music execs, A&Rs. I'm going to have like a Def Jam A&R in the building. I'm going to have somebody from Atlanta Records. I'm going to have somebody from Columbia Records. I'm going to have somebody from No Limit. So for all y'all artists out there, come out. You know, y'all want y'all music heard. That's the best place to be. For all the models, y'all want to come out. You know, I'm going to also have one of the panelists is a talent marketing company. Y'all looking to get signed, y'all want to be managed for the models, come out. I got somebody for everybody.
Hey, Stormy, my co-host right now, she does modeling.
Yeah.
She runs her own
model. I know. I'm going to have to hit you up on Instagram and connect with you.
Yeah, definitely.
I have
models of all shapes and sizes, so from high fashion looks to thick models to everything. So.
Hey. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get out. Y'all can find me on Let's Talk Hip Hop _ on Instagram, and y'all can email me at letstalkhiphop1@gmail.com for any questions if y'all wanna hit me up.
Ready?
Nah. Hey, definitely. Shout out to you, Kels. We appreciate you, boo. I'm gonna take one more call and end the episode tonight, okay? Thank you for calling in. All right. 470 area code 246. You're live on Next Level Radio. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's poppin'? It's your boy Nards Life calling from the west side of Atlanta.
Yo.
Nards Life.
Okay. All right. Shout out to you. You want to give any shout outs? Are you calling to request music? Did I have 16?
I'm finna tell you. May 13th, Nards Life Volume 1 is dropping. It's going to be on live mixtapes, spinning reel of my mixtapes, that piff, everything. This Thursday, I will be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, opening up for Black Youngster. Y'all want to follow me on Snapchat? Come on, Snapchat, be popping for some. It's Nards Life, NARDSLYFE. And on Instagram, it's Nards Life. You feel me? We got crazy production from Mike Will, KC the Beat Monster. I got Trinidad James on there, Shard the God, you know, that Bankroll Mafia. We just out here working, finna put the west side of Atlanta back on the map the right way, you feel me?
Right.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. All right, and how can people find you on your social media?
Just Nards Life, NARDSLYFE, on Instagram and Snapchat. And my Facebook is Playboy Nard.
Okay.
Definitely appreciate you coming in and doing that promo. See, that's what I'm talking about. Artists coming through and showing that promo out right here on this show. You have a good night, okay?
Yeah, that way.
Definitely, don't gotta hang up. I'm gonna get into one last track, and this is gonna end the show. But before I do that, Lee Vance and Slug the
Don.
Do you guys have any shout-outs you
want to
give?
You want to go first, Lee Band? Or you want me to go?
Yeah, I kick it off. Whoa, you know what I'm saying? This guy, Lee Band, Mr. Blow Radio, take over Tuesday 3, the hard way, Miss Queen, teach Slug the Don, and you got Bass, Mr. Don't forget the Lee. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Money in it.
Hey, all right, go ahead, Slug.
You know me, man. Just want to salute the Next to Blow Radio every show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I want to salute everybody. Stormy, Miss Queen, my man Lee Band, everybody that's calling in. Y'all stay tuned tomorrow for Takeover Tuesday, 3 the Hard Way. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. All
right. What about you, co-host, Miss Stormy, a.k.a. Miss Exclusive? Have any last
shout-outs
you want to give?
Just follow me. Make sure y'all purchase these calendars and send me your music. That's about
Get those goddamn calendars.
Yes. They still heating up all summer long, baby.
Mm-hmm. Summer just now starting to, or it's not even started yet, so.
Yeah.
But definitely shout out to everybody that did tune in tonight. Shout out to our guest, Jason Sky. Make sure you guys follow him at Jason_Sky. And follow us. Hashtag Next to Blow Radio at Miss Queen T_XO. I appreciate you guys. I'll be live again tomorrow, Takeover Tuesdays with Lee Bance and Slug the Don. Check us out every Monday night right here on Music Crush Mondays. Hosted by your girl, myself, and Stormy, a.k.a. Miss Exclusive. So this last track we're going to get into, request by Lee Bance, which is that Dress Back On. Let's get it.
Boy, I've been patient.
Is there right? You waiting up so patient, think I'm faking on you, think I'm flaking out. Now that I don't mean to stall, and I meant to call, didn't mean to put you on pause. I had to get to you off in traffic, know you on it, you can have it. No drawers, dress fitted, I'm like, damn it. Back when I show up, I'ma lift it up, kiss you from your feet up, turn the heat up. I'ma lift you, put you on the dresser, give you what you feed, nothing lesser. Love her so I finesse her, patience is pressure. I don't like to feel like dying neither. You gon' make me put these Gucci back on, cause there been times when I've been waiting at home, standing long, so I can imagine your frustration strong. And I'm not tripping if you put it on, take it back off and let's get it on, with a little bit of slow jam. I know this your jam, keep calm cause the song finna be the bomb. Like for me to undress it slow while I kiss you low, sucking on your toes, working my way up to your roll, gripping your hip, you let go, sipping you as your body flow, fine as wine, ergo, I'ma take you down, I'll probably show, even though it's not your B-day, it's your D-day in the day, you already know, in the way you move across the floor, that just turn me on even more, exchanging body kisses, fulfilling all your fantasies and wishes, so I can understand your impatience, so Lord listen, relaxing, not really your tension, when I get home you have my undivided attention, getting your body in the submission, putting my key in your ignition, no more intermission, I got your petition, which is why I finished this composition, you talking but in the angular position.